With the Daytona win, certainly because of COVID protocols, things were different in Victory Lane. Family wasn't there. So what was Victory Lane like with family? What was Victory Lane like with people and your crew guys and that experience? I'm almost wondering if it was like a whole new experience.
It was, for you. Yeah, it was a whole new experience. And, you know, Daytona, it was... it's still awesome, and I think you and I talked about this, Dustin. I didn't want anybody to feel like, oh, poor me, like he didn't have his family and he just won the biggest race. So I didn't want that to be the story. But what people don't understand is, like, we have traveled to Daytona every single year for 16 years. That's the first one they've missed, right? And so for the first one that they missed, be the one that I win, it was like, oh. But we didn't fixate on it. We were just like, I told my kids, there's going to be another one. We're going to need another one. And winning in the Cup Series so hard, you just never know. So it was definitely special today. I mean, this is special. Indianapolis is special. And even the kissing the bricks, and I got a ring, right? You only get rings for certain races. I got the two best rings you can get. Like, all that stuff is just so neat. It's just humbling, and I'm thankful and grateful. And, yeah, it's just... it's a dream come true. It really is. And I think today was more special for me than the 500. And not that it was bigger than the 500. I don't want anybody to write that. It's not bigger than the 500. The 500 is the biggest race you can win. But it was more special to me because of how we did it. We dominated the race. We had the fastest car, and we executed. That's what dreams are made of. And to do it like we did it today, I think, is super special. And I'm sorry that it was a boring race for the fans.
All right, we have a question up front.
Blake Smith, ESPN Radio, Owensboro. Michael, you talked about boring race for the fans. On that, maybe not on it so much, but 77 laps of green flag racing today. Do you expect that going into the race, and how did you have to change your strategy to do so?
We did expect it. We are hopeful for it. We really were, because we knew we had a good long run car, and without having the stage brakes, there's the potential for that. We saw it at Sonoma too, right? Minus a late race caution, but that thing was going to go green the whole time too. And so it's like capitalizing on the opportunities. We knew this year that no stages was going to create opportunities for us, because we've always had to be in a must-win situation. And so we've never taken stage points at the road courses. We've always pitted with two laps to go, because we need the track position. We need to put ourselves in position to win. And so we are always racing track position with the stage breaks. And so we knew this year, out of all the years, that if we just had a fast car execute, we're going to run so much better than we would with the stage breaks. Because even today is a perfect example of, you can build a lead, and when you pit, you're not going to lose five spots if you have a hiccup. You're going to lose one because you built a 3 or 4 second lead over the car behind you, right? So we knew that there was a lot of opportunities without stage breaks. And then with this running as green as it did today, it played into our wheelhouse for sure. But I was thinking about it. Those last 15 laps, you know, I wanted them just to give me the gap every lap, because I was trying to manage tires. I didn't want to be pushing so hard that, one, I make a mistake, or two, that I used it up too much, and then we have a late race caution, and then Chase Elliott gives me the business. And I didn't know how much he was saving behind me. I didn't know how hard he was pushing. And so, yeah, it was for me, it was just trying to be a little bit strategic of not pushing too hard, but not letting him get close enough.
And you are the road course winner at Indianapolis, and the buzz in the garage area this weekend is next year going back to the oval.
Lame.
There's the answer. What are your thoughts on that?
So, you know me, I'm biased, right? I want to run on as many road courses as we can, and but I do understand the prestigiousness of running the Brickyard and being on the oval. And I do think that this next-gen car is going to put on a good race. It's going to put on a better race than our previous generation car here. So I understand the wanting to go back to the oval. All I'm asking is, can we do both? Can we run the oval and the road course? Is that a possibility? But, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Thank you.
They don't ask me, just so you know.
That's our job.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to Bruce and then Matt.
Back in 2004, you won the USF 2000 championship, mm-hmm. and you're even in the USF 2000 Hall of Fame as a road racer. How much of your early road racing skill really helped you get to today?
I think it helped a lot. But what's hard about it, and I was thinking about it when SVG came in and waxed us, is it's been 16, 17 years since I've run road course cars full time. And so even though I have that experience, it's a long time ago. And I've raced a lot of ovals and created a lot of bad habits doing that, right? And I don't mean bad habits, but you understand what I'm saying for road course racing, different habits. And so I think that it helps, and I think that this next-gen car probably was what I needed to be able to kind of show what I could do. And it's not just because it leveled the playing field. That's part of it. The other part of it is it's very similar to what I raced before going into the Cup Series with the Daytona prototype. As far as the floor on the car, the downforce, the sequential shift, all those things. So I've been really comfortable in this car since it's, you know, unloaded. Not just on the road courses, either on the ovals as well. So it's played into my wheelhouse, but I don't think it's a huge advantage anymore, because I'm not doing much of it. Now, if I was running 5 or 10 races a year in other forms of road racing, then I think it would be helpful. But I'm an oval guy that has road course experience, because it's so long ago, you know? So, yeah.
And also, obviously, family is very important to you. You have a big family. You've given a home to some members of your family. And if you could just talk about that as being the foundation of your character.
Well, just so you know, my plan was never have 5 kids. Okay, that's crazy. It's a lot of kids. I don't know if anybody's got a lot of kids, but 5 is a lot. But the Lord had different plans. And so when we had our son, I was like, this is perfect. 1 kid, we can manage this on the road and still travel. And I was driving the bus and all that. And then we felt called to adopt. And we started that process, and it took a long, long time, and a lot of roadblocks, and a lot of different things happened over those. I mean, it took 7 years for the adoption to go through. And in those 7 years, my wife was like, I think we should have more kids. And I was like, no, that's a bad idea. We're struggling and barely making it, and I'm starting and parking and driving my motorhome and not doing anything well. And but... you know, looking back now, this is the greatest thing we've ever done. I mean, we have a big family, and we have great, healthy kids, and it's kind of who we are, right? Like, when we get on the plane and we take half the plane, people look at us like we're crazy, and I know that. I know we're crazy. We are. You should see all the stuff we have to bring. But it's who we are. We travel as a family. We stay together as a family. This sport is tough on families, and you guys know that. You guys live it, right? I mean, you're here every weekend, and you're away from your family. You don't have them come and travel. And so being that I can, we just made it a priority.
And by celebrating with your family, I mean, how do you celebrate? Are they all going out to Dairy Queen tonight, and you're going to run up a big bill at Dairy Queen? Or just how do you do that as a family?
Well, depending on how long this goes, they're going to make me stop at Cookout on the way home, because that's what my kids always want. Cookout's open late. Now, this is not a Cookout plug, because I don't get any endorsement deal from them, but it's where my kids want to go when we get home. So hopefully it's still open, and that's probably where they'll want to stop, and they usually get milkshakes there. And it's going to be late, and they're going to be wound up. And then they got school tomorrow, which is not going to be fun. This is going to be a tough little grind. So I'm thinking about the victory right now and not thinking about what 7 a.m. is going to be like, getting home late and getting everybody's backpack and lunch ready to go. But we're going to make it happen.
All right, we're going to go Matt and then Lee, and then we'll finish up over here.
Matt Weaver, Sports Knot. When you told your family there will be another one, how much conviction was there? Because as you've mentioned, you know, these are tough and hard to come by. Like, did you really believe there'd be more to come?
So y'all are going to think I'm crazy, which I am, and I know that I'm borderline crazy, but I believed in all my heart that there's going to be way more. I always have. I know it sounds crazy. Even when I was starting parking, I'm like, there's going to be a day I'm going to win races and win championships. I know it. I feel it. And my mindset hasn't changed from that. It's just been a rough road. And it's been tough. I mean, it just is. But I won't allow myself to think anything else, because why would I be here? Like, it's just, when you've dedicated your entire life to something, to suck at it is not an option. And it's just taken me more years than I've wanted to not suck at it.
And then to that point, what is the ceiling? Because when you re-upped with this team, a lot of people were disappointed for you only because they wanted to see you be at a mega team, right? Can you build this into a mega team in the tenure that you're here?
That's a loaded question. It's tough, right? It's tough to answer because we have limitations, right? And some of those limitations I can't control. I can't. But at the same time, all it's going to take is a little bit more support and a little bit more funding, and I think we can. Are we there today? No, we're not there today. We have the building blocks to do it. We have the foundation to do it. We just need a few more things to do it. And, you know, without getting into the nuts and bolts of everything, my owner, Bob Jenkins, still spends a lot of his own money to do this. And he loves it. He's excited. He's over the moon today. I mean, this is a great day for him. But until we have more support, it's going to be hard to make it a championship-contending team week in, week out. But I think we have the building blocks to go in that direction. And when you look at, like, Trackhouse, it gives me a lot of confidence that it can be done. You just got to put the pieces together and have it there to do it. So I think we're close. I think we just need a little bit more in every area, and we could put that together. Yep.
Lee Spencer, Catch Fence. You had been on the bubble for so long, and then last week at Michigan. I'm just wondering what went through your mind, because you just had an absolutely miserable day.
I mean, miserable day.
And it was so tough to watch from the press box, you know, because you're trying to fight and claw, but it was beyond your control.
Yeah. So Michigan was tough because we had a really fast car in practice. And that's one of the places that I feel like separates the big teams and small teams. And in practice, I was like, hey, we got a top 10 car. That's hard to do at Michigan. And then we got that nose damage and, you know, whatever happened, how it bent the front bumper, there was no support there. So every time we'd fix it and get it to pop out, as soon as you get up to top speed, the whole thing would cave back in. And it was like I had a parachute. And there was just nothing that we could do. We tried fixing it 6 or 7 times. We did everything that we could possibly do without going behind the wall, which wasn't an option. And so, yeah, it was just super tough. But I felt thankful leaving there with as bad of a day as we had to only be -3. I felt, well, we still got a fighting chance. But, it was tough. But it made us just feel more double down for this weekend of, like, we have to go and run like we should run. And we got to score a lot of points. And that first stage, like, my mind was about getting the lead and never giving it back the rest of the day. Like, that's just what I was planning on doing. And I had a car that could actually do it, which was awesome.
You've been here since the chase began, and, you know, this format of it. And when you look from 12 to 20, the competition is just out of this world. I mean, it didn't used to be like that. You would know who the top 16 were going to be, and there might be some wild card guy. It's not like that anymore. So how badly did you know that you had to win to secure a spot?
So I didn't feel like coming into this weekend that it was a must win. I didn't feel like that. But after seeing how fast my car was yesterday, in my mind it was a must win, not because of the playoffs, but just because you don't get opportunities like that in the Cup Series that often. And somebody might hit on something next week and be dominant, and we could be flogging it, tongue hanging out, and running fifth, right? And it's just what we have. But today we had a race winning car, and so I wasn't so much thinking about the must win of the playoffs. I was thinking of the must win of, like, you might not ever get another chance like this where your car is that good. You better make it count. And like I said, I felt that this morning. I felt that pressure and that angst. And And then the race started, and that angst went down, and I just got laser focused on what I had to do, and felt like I had all the things to do it.
All right, Michael, we're going to have to wrap this up here. We know you have some more interviews you have to do, and we also know you have to head home as well. So congratulations on this win, and best of luck with that morning routine tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, guys.